This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Acting U.S. Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire faced questions Thursday about why he initially blocked release of a whistleblower complaint that's now at the center of an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's actions. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
A redacted version is now public, showing the whistleblower says the president pushed Ukraine's leader to get political dirt on Joe Biden, and that the White House then tried to lock down the information to cover it up. The House Intelligence Committee released the document shortly before hearing from the nation's acting intelligence chief.
I think the whistleblower did the right thing.
And Joseph McGuire says so did he in first taking the complaint to the White House instead of to Congress, saying the complaint dealt with executive privilege.
A privilege that I do not have the authority to waive.
McGuire says it's not his role to determine if the whistleblower's allegations are credible. The complaint's narrative is likely to speed up the impeachment push, even as the president insists again he did nothing wrong. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Voters, meanwhile, are concerned about the political impact of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has that story.
Democrat David Shulman calls President Trump an embarrassment.
Disgrace the office of the president.
Even so, the San Francisco resident says he is concerned about going for impeachment.
It creates a big political risk for the Democrats.
Republican Joan Reinke says she fears the inquiry will hurt both parties.
The Democrats are not going to get out of it unscathed either. And neither are the Republicans. It's going to be a lose-lose-lose situation.
In interviews with more than 50 voters across the country, Republicans overwhelmingly oppose the inquiry. Independents and Democrats are mixed, a number of them saying the best way to oust Trump is through the election. I'm Tim McGuire.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister says his country is willing to buy more U.S. products and that both sides are showing goodwill ahead of new trade talks. Foreign Minister Wang Yi made the statement in New York Thursday. He said, "We hope both sides can take more enthusiastic measures, reduce pessimistic language and action, and if everyone does this, talks will not only resume, but will proceed and will yield results." Wang noted that the U.S. has already waived tariffs on many Chinese products. High-level trade talks between the U.S. and China are set to resume October 13th after making little progress all summer and creating uncertainty among investors. The Pentagon said Thursday it will send 4 radar systems, a battery of Patriot missiles, and about 200 personnel to bolster Saudi Arabia's defenses after the largest ever attack on the kingdom's oil facilities this month. The deployment details clarified the Pentagon's announcement last week that it planned to deploy more forces to the kingdom after the September 14th attack on the world's biggest crude oil processing facility. The United States blames Iran for that attack. Tehran has denied responsibility. The UN Nuclear Monitoring Agency says Iran has begun using advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium, a violation of a landmark agreement with world powers. The IAEA report said technologically advanced centrifuges at Iran's Natanz facility were accumulating or had been prepared to accumulate enriched uranium. The developments breach a landmark deal that world powers reached in 2015. President Donald Trump pulled the United States out of that agreement. The gap between the haves and the have-nots is growing in the United States, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Income inequality in the United States last year reached its highest level in more than 50 years. Census Bureau figures show California, Texas, and Virginia, all areas of great wealth, were among the states with the biggest increases. But some states from the heartland, including Kansas and Nebraska, also were among the leaders of the increase. The areas with the most income inequality last year were wealthy coastal places, the District of Columbia, New York, and Connecticut, as well as areas of great poverty, Puerto Rico and Louisiana. I'm Mike Hempen.
And the Trump administration on Thursday proposed allowing only 18,000 refugees to resettle in the United States in the 2020 fiscal year that starts October 1st. That's the lowest number in the history of the modern refugee program. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.